One of your measures that increases some of the abilities of Mo Abel is, we record this on Thursday, up for final vote for in the Senate today.
Yes, my Senate Bill 882 is up for third read and final passage. Passed that and sent it over to the House. Senate Bill 882 deals with Mo Abel accounts. So Abel stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It's basically a savings and investment solution for people with disabilities. Due to the federal income tax law changes that were passed in December, you are now able to roll over your 529 college savings account to a Mo Abel account. And many grandparents or parents start a 529 college savings account when their grandchildren or children are young, and maybe the child or grandchild has a disability and will not be going on to college. Well, they could roll that 529 college savings account over to a Mo Abel account and be able to use it for different expenses.
And the 529, we've talked about this before, has proven to be one of the big success stories in the state.
Yes, most certainly. I have 529 college savings plans for my children, and they are a very popular mechanism to save for education expenses, and Mo Abel is becoming more and more popular as well. Some of the qualified expenses that you can use for a Mo Abel account would be just to pay basic living expenses, housing, employment training, legal fees, health and wellness, transportation, education, and employment training. So there are quite a few different qualified expenses that you can use a Mo Abel account for.
Another of your measures that got some time on the floor earlier this week deals with the performance tax, I think, as it were, for certain performers?
Yes. My Senate Bill 773 was perfected this week. This deals with the arts and entertainers tax. We want to continue this tax to go toward the arts and entertainment. Basically, every Senate district in the state receives some sort of funding to help promote the arts and entertainment, and this is a multi-million dollar industry that arts and entertainment provides to the state. The arts and entertainers tax applies, for example, when Billy Joel plays a concert at Kauffman Stadium this September. He is taxed for his work that he performs in the state of Missouri. Or, for instance, if the New England Patriots and Tom Brady come into town and play the Kansas City Chiefs, Tom Brady is taxed by the state of Missouri for his time playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's been a very successful program, and that money has been used to help promote the arts and help fund the cultural partners throughout the state of Missouri.
Like you just mentioned, not a new tax. This is merely an extension of what's already out there.
Yes, it's merely extending the sunset for another 10 years from the year 2020 to the year 2030 to allow that money that's collected from the arts and entertainers tax to go help fund the arts.